Last year, you might recall that the NFL released a public service announcement during Super Bowl 49 that focused on domestic violence awareness. More than 114 million viewers saw that message. Karen Grigsby Bates from NPR's Code Switch team decided to take a look at what has changed since then.
In the 2015 Super Bowl ad, an unseen woman calls 911 and pretends to order a pizza. At first, the dispatcher is confused. Then he gets it.
Okay, ma'am, is everything okay over there? Do you have an emergency or not?
Yes.
And you're unable to talk because...
Right.
Domestic violence and the NFL have been unhappily coupled more than a few times over the past several years, perhaps no more prominently than in 2014.
NFL star Ray Rice, the football star cut by the Ravens tonight, suspended by the NFL after a troubling new video has surfaced.
The troubling video from a hotel elevator's security camera showed the Baltimore Ravens running back knocking out his then-fiancée, Janae Palmer, during an argument. They married soon after, but the Ravens fired Rice, and the NFL suspended him indefinitely. He's since been reinstated, but has not signed anywhere. That video put domestic violence on the nation's front burner for a minute. Kim Gandy is president and CEO of the National Network to End Domestic Violence and worked with the NFL to help shape its revised policy.
You go all the way back to O.J. Simpson had domestic violence in the news for a while, and shined a strong spotlight on the issue, but then it faded.
Diana Moskovitz has steadily covered the NFL's domestic violence problem for Deadspin, including explosive allegations against Dallas Cowboy player Greg Hardy. She says the league had the capacity to discipline abusers even before the Rice fiasco and the new, tougher rules.
They already had pretty broad latitude to punish players severely for it. They just weren't, because it wasn't seen as that big a deal from their vantage point.
Now the NFL says it's a very big deal. The league ramped up its punishment for domestic violence infractions steeply and got pushback from the players' union for unilaterally changing the rules. But Cynthia Hogan, who handles policy issues for the NFL, said this was important.
I understand the union's perspective, around due process, but honestly, I felt that, and I think the commissioner felt that it was most important to let people know how we perceived this conduct.
Some players had been involved in domestic violence education way before the league was.
I'm William Gay of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I lost my mother to domestic violence.
Gay's father killed his mother when he was 8. He's used his fame as a platform for domestic violence awareness, and he's been active in the NFL's campaign. Now, a year after the first Super Bowl PSA, is there a way to measure if it's working? Confidentiality rules prevent the league from revealing whether team wives and girlfriends are reporting abuse, but it's logical to think that some may fear personal retaliation or the loss of their partner's job. Anna Isaacson, Director of Social Responsibility for the NFL.
We get it, and we understand how difficult it is to report. That issue is not unique to the NFL.
But the NFL has unique visibility. Cynthia Hogan says the league has made a long-term commitment to combat domestic violence and sexual assault and will continue to educate the NFL family and the general public on ways to identify signs of trouble. And the NFL is committing $5 million a year for 5 years to the National Domestic Violence Hotline so more women can be served. Anna Isaacson says she's seen an impact in the Washington, D.C. area, one of the places that's received funding.
Over the first 6 months of 2015, they answered more than 50,000 more calls than they were able to answer the year before. And those numbers keep going up now as we're in 2016.
Kim Gandy says most people now know domestic violence is wrong. The next challenge is spotting abuse.
How we can identify it in other people and people we love, and how we can take action to do something about it.
The NFL is continuing the campaign with a new ad that airs tonight. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.